हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभं व्यास शंकर मध्यमं अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्तं वंदे गुरु परंपरां श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। ओम ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। We just started the Mundaka Upanishad. Let us do the Atharvaveda Shanti Patha. Om Bhadram Karne Vishnuyama Devaha Bhadram Pashye Maksha Bharyajatraha Sthirai Rangai Istushta Vagam Sastanobhi Vyashema Devahi Tayyadayuhu स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्ताक्षो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ ब्रह्मा देवानां प्रथमः सम्बभूव विश्वस्य कर्ता भुवनस्य गोपः स ब्रह्म विद्यां सर्वविद्या प्रतिष्ठां अथर्वाय ज्येष्ठपुत्राय प्राह। ॐ ब्रह्मा देवानां प्रथमः सम्बभूव विश्वस्य कर्ता भुवनस्य गोप्ता स ब्रह्म विद्यां सर्वविद्या प्रतिष्ठां अथर्वाय ज्येष्ठपुत्राय प्राह। So we saw the meaning of this first mantra already. Devanam prathamaha brahma sambhava. Brahma, the first and the foremost of all the devas, came into existence first. It is this Brahma, creator of the universe, Vishvasya Karta. It is this Brahma, protector of the universe, Vishvasya Karta, Bhuvanasya Gopta. This also we have seen the meanings already. You all remember? Bhuvanasya Gopta. And what did he do, this Brahma? Brahma taught Saha Brahma Vidyam Praha. He imparted this knowledge of the absolute reality, Brahman. And which sort of knowledge is it? Sarva Vidya Pratishta, which is the which is the culmination of all knowledge, support of all knowledge. And he taught this to the first son, Jeshta Putraya, the eldest son, Atharva. And I told you, it is said, Bhagavan himself taught, who is this Brahma? Brahma, it is Ishvara, the Lord here. Bhagavan himself taught Brahma Vidya. which means Brahma Vidya has no beginning. So itself, no beginning. And from Bhagavan it has come into existence. So it is there until this day. The same thing Krishna also says in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. I had taught this to Vivaswan. So there are two paramparas, Kshatriya parampara and Brahmana parampara. So when Bhagavan taught this to Shakti Bhava, Atharvaya, all the rishis, that's the Brahmana parampara. When he taught Vivaswan, it was a Kshatriya parampara. It means, doesn't matter whether Kshatriya parampara or Brahmana parampara, Bhagavan is the Adi Guruhu. Bhagavan is the first and the foremost of all the teachers. And again here, Brahma is Ishvara. Here, I taught the difference between Brahman, the Nakarantara Pusakalinga Shabda, the neutral gender word Brahman, and masculine gender word Brahman. The masculine gender word Brahman in nominative becomes Brahma. Neutral gender word Brahman becomes Brahma. So Brahma, here the word Brahma is Ishvara. Who is this Brahma? Ishvara means what? Ishvara, the subtle, the one who is manifest in the form of the subtle universe. The one who is manifest as the whole cosmos is Ishvara. And it is this Brahma. Brahma is Ishvara, is the source of all knowledge. Brahma taught this. This much we saw in the last class. And we have to move on to the next mantra. Atharvane, after teaching the mantra, the second mantra, I'll come back to the bhasha. Atharvane yam pravadeta brahma. Second mantra now. Atharvane yam pravadeta brahma. Atharvatam puruvacha. Angire brahma vidyam. You have to break it. Atharvane yam pravadeta brahma. Atharvane yam pravadeta brahma. Please, the second mantra. I'll be reading the mantra, bhashyam again. Now let us see the mantra. Atharvane yam pravadeta brahma. Atharvane yam pravadeta brahma. Atharva tam purovacha angire brahma vidyam. Atharva tam purovacha. Atharva tam purovacha angire brahma vidyam. You have to break it. Atharvatam purovacha angire brahma vidyam. Sabharadvajaya, sabharadvajaya, satyavahaya praham. Sabharadvajaya, satyavahaya praham. Bharadvajam girase paravaram. Bharadvajam girase paravaram. I'll repeat the mantra. Atharvane yam pravadeta brahma. Atharvane yam pravadeta brahma. Atharva tam purovacha. Atharva tam purovacha. When I repeat two times, three times, second time and third time, you must try to read the mantra yourself. Atharva tam purovacha. Angire brahma vidyam. Atharva tam purovacha. Angire brahma vidyam. Sa bharadvajaya. Sa bharadvajaya. Satyavahaya praham. Sa bharadvajaya. Satyavahaya praham. Bharadvajongirase paravaram. Bharadvajongirase Paravaram. So in this mantra, a list of few names of the rishis is given just to make it clear that there is a lineage of teachers who got this knowledge, Brahma Vidya, from their respective teachers. So we saw in the first verse, Bhagavan Ishvara himself. Who is Ishvara? Brahma. And who is this Brahma? Vishvasya Karta, Bhuvanasya Gopta, protector of the Vishvasya Karta, creator of the universe, sustainer of the universe. That Brahma himself, what did he do? Jeshtha Putraya Atharvaya Praha. He taught this to Atharva. See, it must have been Atharvane, not Atharvaya, but Chandasa Prayoga, okay? Because Atharvan is a Nakaranta Pullinga Shabda. What is correct? Atharvane is the correct. So Brahma taught this to Atharva. Now, the second mantra, like I said, in the first mantra you come across the word Atharvaya. The second mantra you come across the word Atharvane, which is correct. Atharvane is grammatically correct in conventional language. Atharvaya is not correct in conventional language. But Atharvaya is a Vedic usage, so we just take it. When you write, you can't write as Atharvaya, Atharvane, fourth case. So Jeshtha Putraya Atharvane Praha, it must have been. But Jeshtha Putraya Atharvaya Praha is there. It is Vedic usage. Oh, so Brahma taught this, imparted this Brahma Vidya to his first son, eldest son, Atharva. Now, second mantra I just said, Yam Brahma Atharvane Pravadeta. Pravadeta means, Pravadeta means what? Uktavan. Yam Brahma Vidyam. We had under, Yam is adjective of relative pronoun implying Brahma Vidya. Yam Brahma Vidyam Brahma Atharvane Pravadeta. The Brahma Vidya which, Yam means which, the knowledge which Brahma imparted to Atharva, Atharva Rishi. Brahma Vidya which Brahma imparted to Atharva. What Atharva do? Atharva, Tam, the same Brahma Vidya, same knowledge of Brahman. Atharva, Pura Uvacha. Pura, long ago. Pura means long, long ago. Atharva also taught. Atharva Uvacha. Atharva Pura Uvacha. Pura plus Uvacha, Puro Uvacha. There's a Guna Sandhi has taken place. Pura Uvacha. Pura, long, long ago. Atharva taught this to Pura Uvacha, Angire. Angire is a fourth case word. Angir, Repanta Shabda. Okay? Angir is the name of a rishi. Atharva is the name of a rishi. Atharvan Shabda. Angir is the name of a rishi. So Brahma taught this to Atharva, the rishi Atharva. Atharva taught this to Angir. So, Atharva Pura Uvacha, Puro Uvacha. Uvacha had imparted. See, Uvacha literally means said. Bhagavad Gita, you come across this Uvacha many times. Uvacha means said, had said. Means had a taught, imparted. So, Atharva, the Rishi Atharva, had imparted the same teaching, same Brahma Vidya to Angir, Brahma Vidyam, Tam, Brahma Vidyam, Pura, Atharva, Angire Uvacha. It's a clean sentence. Tam Brahma Vidyam Pura Atharva Angire Uvacha. That Brahma Vidya, Atharva, you had imparted to the sage Rishi Angir. Which Brahma Vidya? The Brahma Vidya which Brahma had taught to Atharva. Yam Brahma Vidyam Atharva, Yam Brahma Vidyam Brahma Atharvane Pravadeta. The Brahma Vidya which Brahmaji had imparted to Atharva, Tam Brahma Vidyam, the very same knowledge of Brahman, Atharva later on, long ago, imparted to Rishi Angir, which means Yam Brahma Vidyam Brahma Pravadeta, Tam Brahma Vidyam Atharva Angire Uacha. Means what? There's no change. No teacher can change. Okay, the Bhagavan, whatever first teaching was given, the same teaching is coming down until today, which means no teacher can ever claim it, the teaching as his own invention, his own discovery, his own contribution. We received, really passing it on. I received it, so I pass it on. My teacher received it, he passed it on. So every teacher receives it from his teacher and he passes it on to another student. Therefore, there's only receiving. Once you receive, then you pass it on to the next person. This of Brahma Vidya has been being transferred from one teacher's mind to another teacher's mind. Okay, the minds are different. Teachers' physical forms are different. Minds are different, but the teaching is the same. The same teaching has been being transferred from one teacher's mind to another student's mind. The student who receives becomes a teacher later on. Okay, that is why, just to say, Brahma Vidya is not something new. The knowledge of the absolute reality, which is important, this being there. So yam Brahma Atharvane Pravadeta, Tam Brahma Vidyam Atharva Pura Angire Uvacha. It's a clean sentence. Now Brahma, then Atharva, then Angir. Then what did Angir do? Saha means Angir. That sage Angir. Saha is a pronoun. You all know Saha Angir. Saha Angir. Bharadvajaya Satyavasvahaya Praha. This Rishi Angir imparted the same Brahma Vidya, same teaching to Satyavahaha. The Rishi Angir imported the same teaching to Satyavahaha. Who is Satyavahaha? Satyavaha is name of another Rishi. And he was son of Bharadvaja. The son of Bharadvaja is known as Bharadvaja. So, Rishi Angir imported this teaching, same teaching, without changing, without any adding or reducing, without any addition or reduction. He taught this to Satyavahaha, son of Bharadvajaha. Okay, Satyavahaha, who is known as Bharadvajaha. Bharadvajaha is an adjective of Satyavahaha. Why Bharadvajaha? Bharadvajasya apatyam puman Bharadvajaha. Son of Bharadvaja Rishi, he was Bharadvajaha. And his own name was Satyavahaha. Okay. Now, Bharadvajaha, that Satyavahaha, son of Bharadvaja, known as Bharadwajaha, also taught this to, imparted the same teaching to Rishi Angiras. Now we have until Angiras. See, Angir is different from Angiras. Angir was the name of Rishi. Angiras is another name of Rishi. So Bharadwajaha is Satyavahaha, otherwise known as Bharadwajaha, taught this to whom? Angiras. And what is this? Paravaram. Brahma Vidya is also known as, Paravara Vidya. Why it's called Paravara Vidya? Brahma Vidya is also known as Paravara Vidya because Paraha means teacher. Avaraha means disciple. Okay, Paraha is superior. Avaraha is inferior. But Paraha is exalted. It has nothing to do with inferior and superior. Paraha stands for teacher. Avaraha stands for student, disciple. Paravara Vidya means the teaching which has been being handed over by the teacher Paraha to the disciple Avaraha. The teaching which has been being preserved, has been being handed over through the transference from the Paraha to the Avaraha. Then Avaraha becomes Paraha and he will teach his another Avaraha. Okay, Avaraha literally Paraha superior. The teacher is superior. The disciple receives his Avaraha. Okay, then Paraha, from Paraha it comes to Avara. The Avara becomes again Paraha. Like that, Paravara Vidya. You've been taught by his teacher to disciple. Paravara Vidya. So Paravaram Brahma Vidyam Bharadvaja, Bharadvajaha Satyakvaha Angirase Praha. So Brahma imparted the knowledge to Atharvan, Atharvani, Brahma Atharvane Pravadeta, Atharva Angire Uvacha, Angir Satyavahaya, Bharadvajaya Satyavahaya Praha, Bharadvajaha Satyavaha Angirase taught. The two words, Paravaram, Brahma Vidya mean the same. Paravara Vidya is Brahma Vidya. Knowledge of the absolute reality implied by the term Brahman is Brahma Vidya. And this Brahma Vidya is Paravara Vidya. Can you all hear me? Okay. Brahma Vidya is Paravara Vidya. Because it is taught by teacher, it has been coming down from through the lineage of teachers, being transferred from the Paraha teacher to the disciple. That is called Paravara Vidya. Therefore, it's not ordinary. The teaching which we are listening today is not something new. It is a timeless teaching. Timeless teaching because so many teachers are there in the lineage of teachers. And Bhagavan himself is the first and the foremost beginning link of the parampara. Okay. And then it has been being heard only through listening. The teacher has to impart the teaching. The student has to listen to the teaching. Guru Mukhat Shravana. Where is the knowledge? Please understand. Any knowledge for not only Brahma Vidya, any knowledge is always in the form of a thought. Where is the knowledge? Swamiji used to tease. There's no dental knowledge. There's no nasal knowledge. Knowledge means always intellectual. Knowledge is always any knowledge for that matter is in the form of a thought in one's own mind. Therefore, the thought never gets destroyed, you know. When you wake up from sleep, the whatever you remember comes back. When you sleep, it remains resolved. So, the knowledge which you receive from other teacher, it is there in the form of a, it's always knowledge is in the form of a thought in the teacher's mind. And when the knowledge of the reality, which is in teacher's mind, in the form of a thought, gets expressed how the knowledge obtaining in the form of thought alone gets expressed, revealed through the words. So what is a word? Word is an expression of the knowledge which is already there in the form of a thought. So when the teacher speaks, the knowledge comes through the vehicle of words. It is already there. The teacher received this knowledge from his teacher and he has in his mind, in him of a thought, when he communicates the same teaching, the knowledge which is in the form of a thought travels through the vehicle of words and reaches the student's ears. Okay? The words reach the student's ears. And having reached the student's ears, again the knowledge which is traveling through the words become a thought in the mind of a student. Is it clear? It'll be amazing, must remember. The knowledge is in the form of a thought. It is transferred through the words. It comes to the ears of the student. And again, being received through the ears, it again it becomes a thought in the mind of a student. Yeah, this is called a transference of knowledge. Okay? Transference of knowledge. Knowledge is transferred from the teacher's mind to the student's mind through the vehicle of the words. That is why Karna Parampara, the teacher's, the Guru Parampara is called Karna Parampara. Karna means ear. Why Karna Parampara? Only through listening. The teacher has to speak, student has to listen. Attention must be, there must be focused attention on the part of a student. There must be focused attention on the part of a teacher. The teacher's attention is in what he is speaking. The student's attention must be in what he is listening. So the attention of the mind, the teacher's attention and the student's attention, attention of the mind, minds is in the teaching. The teacher is speaking, the student listens with the focused attention and he receives the knowledge. And how? In the form of words. The words reach the mind of the student and becomes a thought again. It remains in the form of a thought. Therefore, knowledge always continues to remain in the form of a thought only. From teacher to teacher to student again. Therefore, knowledge is never destructible. Always is in the form of a thought. Okay? The teacher teaches, imparts, and still the knowledge continues to be there in the teacher's mind also. It doesn't go away. Therefore, it is there, and here it is, the greatness is mentioned here. Athar yam, yam, yam means which? Yam Brahma Vidyam Brahma Atharvane Pravadeta Atharva Tam Pura Angire Uvacha Tam Brahma Vidyam Angire Uvacha Saha Angir. What did Angir do? Angir Satyavahaya Bharadvajaya Satyavahaya Praha. Angir imparted the same teaching to Bharadvaja Satyavahaya. And Bharadvajaha Satyavahaha taught this to Angiras. Imparted the same teaching to Angiras. And what did Angiras do? Angiras must have taught this to his disciple. That name is not mentioned. Okay? Only a few names, the list of few names in the parampara alone is given here. just for us to understand, this teaching has been coming down through the lineage of teachers Guru Parampara. That is why when we receive the jnanam, we are indebted to pay our respects to the entire Guru Parampara. All the entire Guru Parampara contributed for preserving this teaching. Every teacher who is part of the Parampara has contributed for preserving this teaching. It's a simple verse. Then afterwards, what the Angiras do, in the third verse I can stop, then I can read the Bhashya part. What Angiras do? Let us see the next verse. Shaunakohavai Mahashalaha. Shaunakohavai Mahashalaha. Shaunakohavai Mahashalaha. Angirasam. Vidivadupasannapapraja Shaunakohavai Mahashalaha Angirasam Vidivadupasannapapraja. How to break it? Let me tell you. Shaunakohavai Mahashalaha. If any of you haven't got this text which Tara had sent, and we will try to send it to you, okay? If you haven't got it, I will let you later. Shaunakohavai Mahashalaha. Shaunakohavai Mahashalaha. My focus today is only making us in the mantras. Shaunakohavai Mahashalaha. Angirasam Vidivadupasannapapraccha. Angirasam Vidivadupasannapapraccha. Angirasam Vidivadupasannapapraccha. The small mistake is there. If I don't know which text you are following, it must be Vidivat, not Vivat. The book which Sara has sent, Bhashyam is good, but the mantra has small correction. Vivivat is there. Vidivat. Vidivat. Dhi is missing. Please, let me read the mantra. You can write title the mantra yourself. Shaunakoha vai mahashalaha. Shaunakoha vai mahashalaha. Shaunakoha vai mahashalaha. Angirasam vidhivadupasannapapraccha. Angirasam vidhivadupasannapapraccha. Angirasam vidhivadupasannapapraccha. Angirasam vidhivadupasannapapraccha. Kasminnu bhagavo vijnate. Kasminnu bhagavo vijnate. Kasminnu bhagavo vijnate. Sarvamidam vijnatam bhavatiti. Sarvamidam vijnatam bhavatiti. Kasminnu bhagavo vijnate. Sarvamidam vijnatam bhavatiti. Kasminnu bhagavo vijnate. Sarvamidam vijnatam bhavatiti. This is very important mantra. Know why? This is where the important question comes. You must memorize this. When I say important, this is where the question comes. Okay. So in this parampara we saw, Angir taught important Brahma Vidya to Satyavahaha, son of Bharadvajaha, known as Bharadvajaha. This Satyavahaha Bharadvajaha imparted the same teaching to Angiras. Then, what Angiras do? We'll see. Angiras also taught. And to introduce, who was Angiras, the student of Angiras? Shaunakaha. Shaunakaha is the name of a student here, disciple. Shaunakaha. What is Shaunaka? Who is the Shaunaka? Shaunakaha. Ha. This ha. Why? They don't have specific meanings. Indeed. Shaunakaha. Ha. Why? Who was Shaunakaha? Mahashalaha. The third mantra, the Shaunakaha is a new disciple is introduced. Shaunakaha was a Mahashalaha. Mahashalaha means the person of a huge house. A big house. Owner of a big house. Mahashal. Mahan Shala Yasya Saha Mahashalaha. The owner of a big house. A huge person. Which means he was a householder. Grastaha. Okay? Shaunakaha was a grastaha. Shaunakaha was not a sannyasi. Shaunakaha was a grastha. Okay? A householder. So he is introduced as a Mahashalaha. And also, Mahashalaha, the word Mahashalaha implies this person was the owner of a big house means he must have had a big kitchen. And he had a big kitchen means they must have been cooking a lot of food. There must have been, not only he himself, okay, in that house, the big house, having a big kitchen, lot of food must have been cooked also. Lot of food was cooked means what? They must have fed many, many people. They must have fed many people means that person must have been a righteous person. Highly righteous Vaidika. They must have been performing lot of rituals and pujas. And so prasadams must have been, they must have been distributing a lot of prasadams. So this much is simple with one word, shavan, that Mahashalaha. Okay. See, in a Vaidika's house, they must have performed many, many rituals and pujas. And all pujas and rituals when they perform, and they become complete only when they also distribute food. The Shaunaka must have been a performer of rituals, a supporter of Vaidika Dharma. So he must have fed many, many people. So, which means he must have lived a life of Karma Yoga. Okay? It's all so much, so many things. Mahashalaha, one word, tells so much. He must have been a Vaidika. He was a Vaidika who must have performed Vedic rituals, pujas. So he must have invited people. He must have fed many, many people. So he must have lived a clean life of Karma Yoga. Such a person was Mahashaunakaha. Mahashalaha, of course Shaunaka indeed was a Mahashalaha. And what did he do? He was a Grastaha. He Angirasam Vidivat Upasannaha Papracha. This Mahashaunaka Papracha asked. Papracha means had asked. Prishtavan. Papracha means Prishtavan. Aprichat. Prichati asks. Papracha is a past perfect tense verb. Wherever you come across perfect tense verb, you put it. Prishtavan asked. Prishtavan, aprichat, you can say. So, Shaunakaha, papracha, Shaunakaha, prishtavan, Shaunakaha, aprichat. Whom did he ask? Angirasam. He approached the great sage Angiras. Who is Angiras? Disciple of Satyavahaha. Who is Satyavahaha? Bharadvajaha. Who was Bharadvajaha? Satyavaha only. So, disciple of Angir. Angir was disciple of Atharva. Remember all that? Okay. Now, this Shaunaka approached sage Angiras, great Angiras. And he asked him. And when he approached, how did he approach his teacher? Vidhivat Upasannaha. Upasannaha means as the one who had gone near. Upasannaha, arihil sendravan. Upasannaha means the one who had approached. So, this ಶೌನಕ ಮಹಾಶಾಲಹ ದಿ ಹೌಸ್ ಹೋಲ್ಡರ್ ಗೃಹಸ್ಥ ಅಪ್ರೋಚ್ಡ್ ದಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸೇಜ್ ಅಂಗಿರಸ್ ಅಂಗಿರಸಂ ಉಪಸನ್ನ ಸಿ ಅಂಗಿರಸಂ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಕೇಸ್ ಅಂಗಿರಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಸಕಾರಾಂತ ಪುಲ್ಲಿಂಗ ಶಬ್ದ ಅಂಗಿರಸ್ ಅಂಗಿರಸಂ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಕೇಸ್ ಅಂಗಿರಸಂ ಉಪಸನ್ನ ಅಪ್ರೋಚ್ಡ್ ದಿ ಸೇಜ್ ಅಂಗಿರಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್ಡ್ ಹೌ ಡಿಡ್ ಹಿ ಅಪ್ರೋಚ್ ವಿಧಿವತ್ ವಿಧಿವತ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಪರ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರೋಟೋಕಾಲ್ ಓಕೆ ಆಸ್ ಪರ್ ದ ರೂಲ್ ವೆನ್ ಎ ಡಿಸೈಪಲ್ ಅಪ್ರೋಚಸ್ ಎ ಟೀಚರ್ ಹೌ ಶುಡ್ ಹಿ ಅಪ್ರೋಚ್ There must be respect on the part of the disciple. First of all, the student who approaches the teacher must have reverence for the teacher. With respect, if expressing his reverence, respect, no, with the humbleness, then he must have approached properly, in proper manner. Vidhivat means in proper manner. In proper manner, properly, he approached the teacher and he asked politely. Okay, when you approach a teacher, Brahmavidya teacher, there will be respect. So, vidhivat upasannaha, as the one who had approached the teacher in proper manner, then papracha asked. So, Shaunaka is the disciple, Angiras is the teacher, Angiras is the guru. So, Shaunakaha, Mahashalaha, Angirasam, vidhivat upasannaha, papracha, vidhivat papracha, vidhivat upasannaha, having approached the teacher, in proper manner, he asked, what was Shaunaka's question? See, now Angiras had to teach Shaunaka. Angiras has to impart Brahma Vidya. So, first the student has to approach the teacher. The no teacher should go in search of the student. Come, let me teach you Brahma Vidya, let me teach you. Teacher should not go. The teacher has to approach, the student has to approach the teacher. So here he says, Kasmin Bhagavo Vignate. Kasmin is what Kasmin? Kasmin is a locative case form of Kim, isn't it? Kasmin, in which, okay? Nu, Kasmin Nu, break the new, Kasmin Nu. Bhagavaha. He addresses the teacher as He Bhagavaha. Bhagavaha. See, Bhagavan. See, Bhagavan. The vocative case form of Bhagavan is Bhagavan. In conventional language, Bhagavan. But in Vedic usage, Bhagavaha. Bhagavaha, if we write it, we get wrong mark. Okay? We won't get marks. Bhagavaha should be understood as Bhagavan. Hey Bhagavan. So the Rishi, the Brahma Vidya teacher, who happens to be Rishi also, highly revered. So the most respectful expression is what? Hey Bhagavan, O Lord. Hey Bhagavan. Bhagavan alone, in Vedic usage, Bhagavaha. Hey Bhagavan, O Lord. This is how the teacher, the Shaunaka addresses the Rishi Angiras. How does Shaunaka address the Rishi Angiras? Hey Bhagavan. It's given as Bhagavaha. Bhagavaha. Kasmin no vignate. Vignatam means known. In, it's a lok, it's Sati Saptami. Kasmin vignate. In knowing which. Kasmin vignate. In knowing which. Sarvam idam vijnatam bhavati. Sarvam idam means idam sarvam. All this. Sarvam idam, all this. Vijnatam bhavati. Bhavati becomes vijnatam known. In knowing which, what is that in knowing which? What is that one thing in knowing which? All this becomes known as it were. Idam sarvam vijnatam bhavati. Jnatam, known. Vijnatam, known. Vijnatam bhavati, becomes known. Idam sarvam vijnatam bhavati. All this becomes known. This is an intelligent disciple is asking an intelligent question. He bhagavaha kasmin no vijnate sarvam idam vijnatam bhavati. O Lord, what is that one thing in knowing which, or you can take it as by knowing. What is that one thing in knowing which, by knowing which, all this becomes known as it were. All this means what? Everything becomes known as it were. Just by knowing one thing, everything should become known. Kasminna vijnate idam sarvam vijnatam bhavati. What is the one thing in knowing which everything becomes known as it were? Everything becomes known as good as known. So, then you can say all-knowing. So what makes a person all-knowing? Everything should become known. If we know everything becomes known, then you can say you are an all-knowing person. So what is that one thing? This is the question asked by Shaunaka. So, Shankaracharya, and we'll see the Kabasha later on. First, the Shaunaka was a great householder. He lived must have lived a kind of karma yoga. Therefore, the clean life he lived must have prepared him for this knowledge, that he was able to ask such a question to the teacher. Kasmin nu vijnate sarvamidam vijnatam bhavati. He Bhagavan. O Lord. Bhagavaha is Mantra's word. We should say Bhagavan. He Bhagavan. Kasmin vijnate idam sarvam vijnatam bhavati. What is that one thing by in knowing which everything else becomes known as it were? This is the question asked. Shaunakoha vai mahashalaha angirasam vidivadupasannah papracha kasmin bhagavo vijnate sarvamidam vijnatam bhavati iti papracha sarvamidam vijnatam bhavati iti papracha. Okay, iti. Thus did Shaunaka ask the sage Angiras. So Shaunaka asked this question, which means, how is it possible for Shaunaka to ask such a question? He must have understood one fact. What is that fact? If the cause becomes known, then the effect becomes known. Known as it were. The cause is known, effect becomes known as it were. This is a fact, okay? If a cause is known, the effect becomes known as it were. Why? Because the effect does not have independent existence outside of the cause. The effect does not have independent existence outside of the cause. The effect is inseparable, non-separate from the cause. If you know the goal, the bangle or ornament is known as it were. Because ornament doesn't exist outside of the cause gold. Ocean does not exist independent of the water, the cause. So the effect and the cause and the effect are inseparable. The effect has no independent existence. Effect is inseparable from the cause. Therefore, if the cause is known, effect is known as it were. So this is a fact. This Shaunaka must have understood. So, based on this, fact, he's asking, what is that one thing by knowing which everything else becomes known as it were means, he's asking, what is the cause of the universe? What does it mean? What is the cause of the entire universe? By knowing which the entire universe, the effect becomes known as it were. That is the implied in that question. Right? If the gold is known, ornament is known as it were. The water is known, devotion is known as it were. Which means, it is the cause and effect are not two different things. Cause and effect are not two different things. Not two different entities. They are one and the same. Cause and effect are two orders of the same reality. With reference to ocean, we can say water is satyam, ocean form and name is mithya. Gold is satyam, with reference to ornament, the chain and bangle is mithya. So, the effect being non-different from the cause, the effect being inseparable from the cause and effect are one and the same. Vastu, the truth is one. Therefore, if we know cause is known, effect is known as it were. Therefore, he is asking the question, with reference to the whole jagat, with reference to this entire jagat, what is the cause? What is one cause? There must be only one cause of the entire universe. When we say entire universe, the cause is said to be the truth, okay? The cause which lends existence to the effect is looked upon as the truth or the reality of the effect. Okay, cause alone, the cause which lends existence to the effect is what? The truth, the reality. Therefore, what is the reality, the truth, with reference to this entire cosmos? By knowing which, sarvam idam vijnatam bhavati, all this becomes known as it were. This is the question he asks, which means the truth, the reality of the time factor, reality of the space, reality of water, reality of fire, reality of earth, reality of air, reality of every element, all elements, reality of all elementals, the only reality of the living and non-living things, the only reality of mobile and immobile beings, the only reality of the entire elemental cosmos, entire elemental universe, the only reality is the only cause of the whole jagat. What is that? So he does not doubt. Is there a reality? Such a doubt is not there on the part of Shaunaka. Shaunaka doesn't ask the question, is there a reality? He doesn't ask. He's 100% sure there is reality. There is a cause. Why? We see the effect. One thing, we do not know what the cause is. We are living here in this part of the world. There is world. I'm experiencing the world. Okay, in front of me. I am here as part of the world. Every individual is here as part of the world. There's a world which is experienced by us. Which means the world is, the universe is, there's time is, space is, and there are innumerable countless forms denoted by innumerable countless names serving countless purposes and which exist within the realm of time and space. And there's the whole jagat. There must be one cause. There must be one reality. Only reality. What is that reality? By knowing which, okay, entire universe becomes known as it were. And it doesn't become, everything doesn't become known. Everything becomes known as it were. Very important. We can't say by knowing the reality, everything becomes known. You can't say by knowing the reality, everything becomes known as it were. So what is that? So that is why he is asking, kasmin vijnate sarvam idam vijnatam bhavati. To ask this question, okay, what is that one thing knowing which everything else becomes known as it were? And he knew that an answer can be, that for such a question, answer must be from a person who has a clear vision of that one truth, one reality. So he approached Rishi Angiras and he approached with great reverence, vidhivat, in proper manner, politely, with great reverence. Okay, he approached and he asked the question. It was possible for him to ask because he was also not immature. He must have been a highly mature student. An immature person will not be interested in knowing this. Cannot even imagine. By knowing the cause, effect becomes known as it were. To understand this fact, he must have been an intelligent student. He must have been sharp. Okay? He must be a mature student. And he knows there is a Jagat Karanam. There is Jagat Karanam. There is a cause of the universe without which this universe cannot exist at all. Okay? Therefore, the universe is, but what is the cause of the universe? We do not know. If the cause of the universe is known, the universe becomes known as it were. He doesn't, he didn't ask, okay? That's why he's asking. Kasminnu vijnate idam sarvam vijnatam bhavati. This question he asked. The fourth mantra. So before going to the fifth mantra, I have to do all the bhashyam from the beginning. Okay. Let us see the fourth mantra now. When he asked, the teacher gives an answer. Tasmai saho vacha. Tasmai saho vacha. In which mantra, whose question is coming, you must remember. Tasmai saho vacha. To tasmai. What is tasmai? Dakarantaha, pullingaha, tadshabdaha. Tasya shabdasya chaturthi vibhakto ekavachane tasmai iti rupam. Tasmai means to him. To whom? To Shaunaka. Tasmai means to him. To him and to Shaunaka. Saha ha uvacha. Saha means what? Who? Tasmai means to him. He told him. He said to him. All pronouns are there. So you must know which pronoun means whom. Saha tasmai ha uvacha. Ha indeed. Saha uvacha. Saha ha uvacha. Uvacha said. He said to him. Saha tasmai uvacha. Means he said to him. He told him. Now you must know who told whom. You can make out. Saha Rishi Angiras. Saha Angiras. Tasmai. To him. Shaunakaya. Tasmai means. Tasmai Shaunakaya. Saha Angiras. Uvacha. Tasmai Shaunakaya. Saha Angiras. Uvacha. Uktavan. Uvacha means Uktavan. So to that Shaunaka. Who had asked that question, what is that one thing in knowing which everything else becomes known as it were? To that Shaunaka, Angiras answered. Angiras said, Tasmai Saha, that Visarga is dropped, you have heard, Saha, Angiras, Tasmai Shaunakaya, Ha, Uvacha, indeed, replied. What did he say? He did not directly give the answer. See, whenever you approach, what is Brahman? What is absolute reality? What is that one thing? What is the cause of the universe? By knowing which everything else becomes known as it were. The teacher could have told what? Don't you know this? Brahman. If you know Brahman, everything else becomes known as it were. The teacher could have given one word answer. But that is what a teacher should not give an answer like that. What is what was his question? Kasmin vijnate sarvamidam vijnatam bhavati. What is it one thing in knowing which everything else becomes known as it were? Was the question. And what could the teacher, what could have done? What could the teacher have done? Don't you know this? Brahman. If you know Brahman, everything else becomes known as it were. But he did not say that binary answer, okay? He did not give a one word answer. Instead of saying, he slowly introduces the teaching. First he says, Dve vidye veditavye. Dve vidye veditavye. Dve vidye veditavye. Dve vidye veditavye. iti hasma dve vidye veditavye iti hasma yad brahma vido vadanti yad brahma vido vadanti parachaiva paracha dve vidye veditavye iti hasma yad brahma vido vadanti parachaiva paracha dve vidye veditavye. Are you able to read? Are reading? You don't have text?
Yes, I'm reading, Swaminiji.
Yes, we are reading, Swaminiji.
Okay. Dve vidye veditavye. How many, who doesn't have book? Who all don't have the text? Kevin, you don't have text? Have it? Oh, you need.
I don't have the text either for me.
Okay, we'll forward the text. Krishnaji, have you got the text?
No, I don't have the text.
Okay. The son of Krishnaji and Krishna. Okay.
Yes, I have got the text. The one that was sent a couple of days ago.
Okay. So, the teacher does not give direct answer immediately. So, they said, because the teacher said, you know, it is Brahman. By knowing Brahman, Brahman is Jagat Karanam, cause of the universe. By knowing Brahman, everything else becomes known as it were. He did not give the direct answer. Instead, he slowly introduces this as teaching. First, he says, Dve Vidye Veditavye. There's twofold knowledge to be known. And who say this? He says, I am not saying this. Brahma Vidaha Vadanti. Even though Rishi Angiras is a great Rishi. Angiras is a great Rishi. And he does not say, I am saying this. Brahma Vidaha Vadanti, he says. Brahma Vidaha Vadanti. The knowers of Brahman. People who know the truth. Okay. Brahma Vit, singular. Brahma Vidaha, plural. People who know the truth. People who know the truth, reality of the universe. They are known as Brahma Vidaha. And the Brahma Vidaha, the knowers of the truth, reality, the knowers of Brahman, they say, which means all our great teachers in the parampara, all great teachers in the parampara who have very clear vision of the reality, who alone are revered as Brahma Vidaha. And those people say that there's twofold knowledge, the two types of knowledge to be attained, to be known. What are they? Paracha eva aparacha. Paracha eva. Paracha eva chaiva. Vriddhi sandhi. Cha plus eva. Cha and. There's a para vidya. Cha and. Eva apara. That eva simply added to adjust the middle. Paracha eva aparacha. Paracha eva aparacha. There's paravidya. There's also aparavidya. I'll explain this next class. Okay. Paravidya. And there is aparavidya. The vidya happens to be a feminine gender word. We have this paravidya. Aparavidya. We have this twofold knowledge, paravidya and aparavidya. Even when he introduces the teaching, immediately he pays his respect to the parampara. What does he say? Brahma vidaha vadanti. Brahma Vidaha Vadanti, that always any traditional teacher, when he or she unfolds subject matter, they must say what the parampara says, what the tradition says. Whatever I am saying here, whatever I am teaching you here, is nothing but what the parampara says. I should not distort what the parampara says. So Brahma Vidaha Vadanti, knowers of Brahman, the teachers who come in the lineage of teaching, the parampara, they all teachers, they say, people of wisdom, people of vision of the truth, they say, no, vevidye veditavye, twofold knowledge must be known. What are they? Paracha, aparacha, yeva. Paravidya and aparavidya. There is this twofold knowledge. Paravidya and aparavidya. One must understand both what is paravidya, what is aparavidya. There is no third vidya. Okay, there is only paravidya and aparavidya. It's very important to understand paravidya and aparavidya to distinguish and differentiate one from the other. And what is the advantage? What is the limitation? What is the benefit of having this knowledge? You may understand. So, paravidya and aparavidya, twofold knowledge, is what is said in the tradition. And here, before entering into aparavidya, he first is going to introduce aparavidya. First, he'll talk about aparavidya, then only he'll take us to paravidya, which I will not do today. Okay? He is going to introduce aparavidya. What is aparavidya? The next mantra he'll say, what is aparavidya first? After introducing aparavidya, then he'll talk about paravidya. Why? Because Brahma jnanam, Brahma vidya alone is said to be paravidya. Knowledge, let me tell you, without even going to the text I'm telling you, we will see elaborately from the text itself. Okay? Knowledge of anything and everything in this universe other than the knowledge of the reality, other than the knowledge of the self is aparavidya. Knowledge of anything and everything other than the knowledge of the self is aparavidya. Knowledge of the reality, knowledge of the self alone is paravidya. Okay? Knowledge of the self is paravidya. Knowledge of anything and everything other than the self is aparavidya. So, atma jnanam is paravidya. Anatma jnanam is aparavidya. Atma jnanam, anatma jnanam. Self and the non-self. Knowledge of the self is paravidya. Anatma jnanam is aparavidya. Brahma jnanam is paravidya. Brahma jnanam, atma jnanam is paravidya. Anatma jnanam, abrahma jnanam is aparavidya. So what is aparavidya? What is paravidya? Everything we'll see in detail from the text next week. But before that, we have to read the Bhashyam part of it. See, Brahma, if you see, I don't know whether you have the page number 4. All numbers in Sanskritam. It's a very nice book. Anandage Tika Sambalita Shankara Bhashya Upeta. Yes, Anandage Tika also. You won't be reading Tika. If necessary, wherever necessary, I'll show you. The fourth, page number 4. Have you got it? Can you see the first? Brahma Devanam Prathama Sambhava. Have you read it? The first verse. See, now I stopped mantras. I want to do the Bhashyam. Brahma Devanam Prathama Sambhava. For that, after that, You see the small tiny letters written? Can you see that? Do you see them? You may have to take the printout of the book, I think. Do you find it? Do you find the book? See, yes. Brahma, what is what Brahma means? Sankaracharya writes, Parivridaha Mahan, Mahan, Dharma Jnana Vairagya Aishwaryaihi, Sarvan Anyan Atishete Iti. Brahma means Mahan. Lord Ishvara. Why Ishvara is called Mahan Brahma? Because Dharma Jnana Vairagya Aishwaryaihi Sarvan Anyan Atishete. One who exalts everybody, everything in this universe. In terms of Dharma Jnana Vairagya Aishwaryaihi.
Excuse me, Swamini. Page, yeah. What page number, Swamini? Please.
See, have you got that Sanskrit
text? Yes, I've got the book, yeah. The one you sent.
Page number four.
Four.
Page number four has only definitions like iti samnitaha.
No. You see the
Go down.
Okay, thank you.
No. Let me make it very clear. See,
I got it, yeah.
I got it.
Yeah, thank you.
See, if you see the mantra, actually I could have gone from the beginning itself. I read out the meaning of first. The word Brahma, alone, if you see, just take the word Brahma. Why Ishvara is called Brahma? They're Parivridaha. Parivridaha means what? Mahan, great. Why he is great? Because Bhagavan exalts all the beings in terms of knowledge, dispassion, overlordship, everything. Dharma Jnana Vairagya Aishwaryehi Sarvan Anyan Atishete Iti Brahma. Are you able to read it? See that? Okay, first word I read, only sentence. I'm not going to next word. Next class, maybe you all come with the next class, you can take the printout of it and then see if you can be able to read it. It's all right?
Yeah, we found it, Swamini. Thank you. Right.
See, the first word, the one word Brahma, for that one word Brahma Devanam Prathama Sambhava. There he only takes the word Brahma and he comments upon the word Brahma. What is the commentary? Brahma means Parivridaha. Parivrudho is there. You must hit as Parivridaha. Then Mahan. Means great. How great? We have to understand again. Dharma, Jnana, Vairagya, Aishwaryaihi. Dharma, Jnana, Vairagya, Aishwaryaihi. Dharma, Jnana, Vairagya, Aishwaryaihi. In terms of Dharma, in terms of knowledge, in terms of Vairagyam, in terms of Aishwaryam, so Vairagyam, dispassion, Aishwaryam, overlordship, Jnanam, knowledge, Dharma, order. In terms of Dharma, Jnana, Vairagya, Aishwarya, in terms of all of them, Bhagavan is great. Why? Because Sarvan, Anyan, Atishete. Atishete means he exalts all the beings. He exalts all the beings. what Bhagavan excels all the beings in terms of knowledge, in terms of dispassion, in terms of overlordship, in terms of dharma. Therefore, Bhagavan is great. Mahan dharma jnana vairagya aishwaryehi sarvan anyan atishete iti. Iti Brahma Mahan. Okay. Again, you have the word parivrudaha means superior. Parivrudaha means superior. Bhagavan is parivrudaha, superior. The Lord. Parivrudaha means Lord. Parivrudaha means superior. Why he is called Brahma? He is called Brahma because he is superior. He is superior. Mahan. So for the word Brahma, Ham means here. Parivudaha, one meaning. Second meaning is what? Mahan, great. Third meaning, what is given? He excels. Atishete is a verb. Lord excels. Atishete. Excels whom? Anyan sarvan. The rest of the beings. Okay? Bhagavan excels all the beings here. How? Excels how? In terms of jnanam, vairagyam, aishwaryam and dharma. Enough. Okay? Today one word is enough. The word only, I read the commentary, Adishankara's commentary on this one word Brahma. He learned parivridaha. Parivridaha. Bhagavan is superior to all. Therefore, he is parivridaha. He is great. Mahan. Not only that, he is superior, he is great, and he excels. Atishete, he excels. All the beings. Therefore, Brahma. And Devanam means Dyotanavatam. Dyotanavatam. See, Devaha means Dyotanavan. Dyu means light, effulgence. Devaha is equal to Dyotanavan. Devaha means what? Devaha is a word. What is the meaning of the word Devaha? Dyotanavan. Dyotanam means effulgence. Dyotanavan, one who is endowed with effulgence, one who has effulgence. Dyotanam means illuminating. Dyotanavan, effulgent. Devaha, for that word you have Dyotanavan. Dyotanavan. And Dyotanavatam, Devanam means of all those effulgent beings, of all the devas, of all the Dyotanavatam, who are they? Indradinam. There's so many devas such as Indras, Indra, etc. Indradinam Dyotanavatam Prathamaha. He is the first. Brahma is the first. Brahma is the first, Prathamaha. First of whom? First of all the devas, effulgent devas, such as Indra. Indra Adinam Devanam Dyotanavatam Prathamaha. Okay. How he is Prathamaha? Gunaihi Pradhanaha. Gunaihi Pradhanaha San Prathamaha. In terms of his attributes, also he is a predominant being. Pradhanaha. Then Prathamaha. Agreva Sambhabhuva. Abhivyaktaha. Sambhabhuva means Abhivyaktaha. He manifests. So Ishwara was not born. Ishra manifested. Okay, Bhagavan manifested. So, Ishra manifested first. What does it mean by saying manifestation? This very subtle teaching, I'll explain to you in the next class. Okay, Bhagavan manifested. Abhivyaktaha sambhabhuva. Literally means abhavat. Sambhabhuva is what? Samabhavat. Brahma came into existence means what? Brahma manifested. Ishvara manifested. So, Ishvara is another than the reality which was already there, and the reality which was already there becomes manifest. So, knowledge manifest alone is called Ishvara. Knowledge was already there. Reality which in the form of knowledge was already there. The source of knowledge was already there. It was unmanifest. When the unmanifest reality, the knowledge which was already there, when becomes manifest, and when the unmanifest becomes manifest, he is given the title Ishvara. So Ishvara is a qualification attributed to the very manifest reality. Are you able to follow? Okay. See, Absambhuva should be taken as Abhi. Sambhuva is given. Abhivyaktaha. Sambhuva means Abhivyaktaha. Abhivyaktaha means manifested. Why here Brahma is said to be the first? Because gunaihi pradhanaha. In terms of gunas, he is also first. And he was the one who made manifested first. Before all the devas came into existence, who came into existence first? Brahma. Therefore, prathamaha. Why is he called Prathamaha? Before everything else came into existence, who came into existence first? Who manifested first? See, Bhagavan manifested first. Why he is called Prathamaha? So for the one word Brahma, we have at least remember one line today, that's enough. Next class, I'll explain this again. We'll do the Bhashyam part of it. Then we can go to the next mantra. Is it clear? Read the mantras once, all the mantras. Om Brahma Devanam Prathama Sambhava Vishvasya Karta Bhuvanasya Gopta Sabrahma Vidyam Sarva Vidya Pratishtham Atharvaya Jeshta Putraya Praha Atharvane Yam Pravadeta Brahma Atharvatam Purovacha Angire Brahma Vidyam. You must know where to pass it. Athar, because in Veda Mantra you don't find full stop. They don't know full stop, no comma, nothing. We should know where to stop it. Atharvaneyam pravadeta brahma Atharvatam purovacha Angire brahma vidyam Sabharadvajaya satyavahaya praha Sabharadvajaya satyavahaya praha Bharadvajongirase paravaram. Bharadvajongirase paravaram. Bharadvajaha angirase paravaram. Bharadvajongirase paravaram. You can see the word fourth case words. Atharvane, fourth case. Angire, fourth case of angir. Atharvane, fourth case of Atharvan. Bharadvajaya, Bharadvajaha. Fourth case of Bharadvajaha. Satyavahaya, Satyavahaha. Angirase, Angiras. Atharvane, Angire, Angirase, Bharadvajaya, Satyavahaya. 5 words are in 4th case. You can see. Bharadvajaya Satyavahaya Praha Bharadvajongirase Paravaram Shaunakohavai Mahashalaha Angirasam Vidhivadupasannaf Papracha Angirasam Vidhivadupasannaf Papracha Kasminnu Bhagavo Vignate Sarvamidam vijnatam bhavati iti bhavati iti. Kasminnu bhagavo vijnate sarvamidam vijnatam bhavati iti. Tasmai saho vacha, tasmai saho vacha, dve vidye veditavye iti hasma. Yad brahma vido vadanti dve vidye veditavye itihasma yad brahma vido vadanti parachaiva paracha parachaiva paracha. Okay, you have learned 4 mantras totally. You must know how to read the mantras. I wanted to know the word meaning of every word in the mantra, and I explained to you already, but what is there in the Bhashan, I already explained to you. But still I wanted to know how to read the Bhashan. That's why today I went only 1 word of the first mantra. I stopped the mantras. Now you know very well the meaning also. Therefore I want to read the Bhashan. And there I read only 1 word, Brahma. What has Shankaracharya written on the word Brahma? Parivrudaha. Mahan, 2 words. Parivrudaha, 1 word. Mahan, another word. Dharma, Jnana, Vairagya, Aishwaryaihi, Sarvan, Anyan, Atishete. 1 sentence. Iti, Brahma. And who is Brahma? Devanam, Prathamaha. Devanam, I want a commentary on the word Devanam. Jyotanavatam, Indradinam is the commentary. Devanam is equal to Dyotanavatam. Shankaracharya's commentary is what? Dyotanavatam, Indranam, Indradinam. All the devas such as Indra, who are effulgent beings. Prathamaha. Then he moves up next. What mean? Prathamaha means what? Prathamaha is a mantra, original word. What is the commentary? Gunaihi Pradhanaha. Gunaihi Pradhan, he's predominant in terms of gunas. So, 3 words you have seen. Brahma, Devanam, Pratamaha. You see the 3 words. Then Sambhuva means Abhivyaktaha. Sambhuva is a mantra word. Shankaracharya's commentary is what? Abhivyaktaha. Sambhava literally means became into existence. Abhivyaktaha, manifested. Okay? So, I want to introduce today the Bhashyam part. I haven't done the Bhashyam, so don't get off scared. Next class, I'll make you read it properly. Okay? See, for each word of the mantra, there is a meaning given by Shankaracharya. What is the meaning Shankaracharya gives? That is what is commentary? Bhashyam. Bhambhuva mantra, original word. Mula grantha shabdaha. Word from the original text. Sambhuva. Shankaracharya writes what? Abhivyaktaha, manifested. Prathamaha, original word. Shankaracharya, what does Shankaracharya write? Prathamaha, for that, Shankara writes, what does he write, Shankaracharya? Gunaihi Pradhanaha. Predominant with gunas, because of gunas. Agre Sambhuva. Otherwise, first born. He was first born. Prathamaha, first born. Then Devanam, he takes one word Devanam. Father Shankaracharya writes what? Dyotanavatam. See, I want to know this. Dyotanavan, Dyotanam effulgence. And then Dyotanavan, Takarantaha, Pullingaha, Dyotanavat Shabdaha. Tasya Shabdasya, Shashti Vibhakto, Bahuvachane, Dyotanavatam, Iti Rupam. All the effulgent beings. Who are the effulgent beings? All Devas, celestials. So, Devanam Prathamaha. Not a celestial ship. The first and the foremost of all Devas. That is the meaning given. So just I wanted to know how to read Bhashan. Because I'm going to start, I have not yet started the Bhashan. Today I want to introduce first. Okay, we will do it slowly. I'll stop the class now. I'll see you next class.
Swamini?
Yeah?
Angire, how this fourth case?
Repanta Shabda. Angir Shabda.
Oh, okay. Dhanyavada.
See, Angir Shabda. Repanta Shabda. Angir.
Okay. Dhanyavada.
So we'll see it again. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Rupyo Namaha. Harihi Om.